Hello, everybody. Monday, July 5th, 2021. If you're brand new to the Linchpin Private Track, welcome. Thanks for joining. But pause this video and watch the other video attached to today's training, which is entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first, because that's going to give you all the backstories, details, and nuance needed for everything that I'm about to explain. So without watching that video, where we're going to go in this video won't make as much sense as it should. So pause here, watch that, then come on back. If you've been around Linchpin for a while, you know where we're going. Let's go for a walk and discuss today's training. The workout of the day is a beauty, Barbara. Sadly, Barbara does not get the respect it deserves, doesn't come up as frequently as I'd like to see it. And I bet there are some people who have been doing CrossFit for years and haven't had the pleasure of the Barbara workout. So we'll take care of that today. Barbara is interval training, but with no barbell at all, body weight. So it's 5 rounds, each for time, and then you rest precisely 3 minutes between each round. A round is considered 20 pull-ups, 30 push-ups, 40 sit-ups, and 50 air squats. So you do that amount of work as quickly as you safely can. You note the time. That's one round or one interval down. Rest 3 minutes, do it again, and you play this game until you've done it 5 times. The last time we did this was November 13th, 2019, so it's been a bit, but you can go back into your Beyond the Whiteboard app. See how it went that day? Did you modify it in any way, shape, or form? And help you make some better decisions today. We also have a real gem as a two-person team version, done just big chipper style. So as a two-person team, you knock out 200 pull-ups, one person working at a time. Once you finish that, on to 300 push-ups, then 400 sit-ups, and finally, who doesn't love ending with 500 air squats? So fitness with friends is fun. Hopefully they're still your friend after Barbara. We've got a video showing a couple different styles of kip, knee push-ups, hand release push-ups, regular push-ups, ab mat sit-up, and the air squat. Of course, you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. Super fitness robot time for this, 3 minutes and 30 seconds or less per round. Oof. More likely time, 6 minutes and 15 seconds or less per round. If you don't think you could get the more likely time, you may want to consider scaling. But there's a bunch of other good reasons to consider scaling. It's a lot of volume. There's no doubt about that. And it's in big chunks, sets of 20 pull-ups, 40 sit-ups, 30 push-ups, 50 air squats. So you just might want to reduce the overall volume as well. Or maybe you don't have pull-ups yet, don't have push-ups yet, etc., etc. So for the scaled option, 5 rounds each for time, of 15 pull-ups or ring rows, 20 push-ups or knee push-ups, 30 ab mat sit-ups, 35 air squats, still resting precisely 3 minutes between each round, and of course there's a two-person team version like that. This is a great way to do it, this prescribed one. The slightly lower volume will keep a lot of people moving at a nice clip, and it might not, if you're not ready for it, leave you so devastatingly sore the next day because of the volume and the intensity. So this scaled option may appeal to some people who even potentially could do the workout prescribed. I would say I would like to see if somebody's going to do Barbara as prescribed, that first, you know, do you have 20 kipping pull-ups in one set? If so, that's nice. Then you probably in the ballpark you need for the overall volume that will come your way. And same deal, you know, I think of this as Cindy as well. Are you in the neighborhood of north of 15 rounds of Cindy when that comes up? If so, you could potentially consider the prescribed Barbara as well. And if not, go ahead and scale. Scaling's fantastic. All the cool kids are doing it, and you probably should as well. We've got a video showing the ring row for the scaled option. The limited equipment option, all they need is a pull-up bar. So they're doing Barbara, just like the rest of us. The no equipment workout, 5 rounds each for time, 30 push-ups, 40 sit-ups, 50 air squats. Resting precisely 3 minutes between each round. They have a two-person team version as well. And then on to the optional accessory work. 50 to 75 medicine ball cleans in as few sets as possible. 20-pound ball for men, 14 for women. Video showing that movement. And then hang from the pull-up bar. Accumulate 2 to 3 minutes. That's not with your chin over the bar. That's at an arms fully extended hang. Build some grip strength, and it will also be a really nice hidden stretch for your lats and your chest and your abs after doing the barbell workout. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, walking, jogging, rowing, biking. Then wall stretch for the leg, pec stretch laying in your side, cobra stretch for the old abs. Each one of those 1 to 2 minutes, and each one of those has a video. If you will note at the bottom of the day, it says, remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And I hope you take those words to heart. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout. Good news is, there's a barbell in the workout tomorrow. Bad news for some people, you're going to have to earn it. I will see you then.